being interfered with, and I looked for guarantees the time of the Lisbon Treaty. I opposed it the first time round. I saw the other day, for example, I think this is a classic example of where the EU gets it wrong. There was a horrible tragedy in Romania where a number of wild dogs mauled a child and the child died, and as a result the Romanian government passed ensured the passage of a law requiring that dogs, stray dogs, would be put down after a couple of weeks. Now you might think the European Health Commissioner is dealing with human health. He sends a letter to the Romanian government sympathising over what's happened, saying we know this is not an area of European law, but we would remind the Romanian government that animal welfare, of their obligations on animal welfare, and euthanizing stray dogs should be a last resort. Now, don't get me wrong, any kind of cruelty against to animals, I want to stamp it out, but when you put down stray dogs should be a matter for a member state to decide, and you do wonder sometimes that some of these European commissioners have too much time on their hands. You know?
So, well, do you think we should maybe be a wee bit less European? Say, as a starting point of thinking about that, the where we are at the moment with the euro, as we're all painfully aware, is that we're part of a big currency that maybe is a good thing, but we can't set our own interest rate, which is a bad thing.
Yes.
Really, for the euro to work, there seems to be a body of opinion that you need fiscal union, but nobody wants fiscal union, so we're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Yes.
What direction should we go, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there is a line in Macbeth, isn't there, about being so far steeped in blood that it's as bad to go back as to go on, you know, and I think that's the story with the euro. You know, there were certainly disadvantages attending on our entry into the euro. It probably facilitated, you know, the mad borrowing that went on because of low interest rates, for example, and the availability of currency and capital. But the fact is, we're in there now, and I think there are adjustments that are going to have to be made to maintain the survival of the euro. And obviously, that does involve certain measures that we've already signed up to in terms of stability and maintaining. You know, we're under obligations now to maintain our deficit at a certain level and to maintain to get our borrowing levels to a certain level of GDP. There's no going back from that, I think. You know, so I wouldn't be in the British Eurosceptic mode of saying I want to see a referendum and getting out of the operation. That's not where we are in Ireland.
Would you be for maybe going a little bit, integrating a wee bit more? To make the currency run worse.
Well, obviously, you'd like to see a banking union. You know, if we had an energy union, for example, and more access to the international grid on energy, for example, that could help our competitiveness, because if energy is cheaper, you know, we can compete better, and that could help, you know, jobs, and that has to be a big priority. But there are areas, I think, when the Irish government might be a little bit too slavish to the European Union. I mean, I was coming across a story recently where farmers who were getting EU grants, obviously under the cap, are required to fence farms that they have on the hillside, okay, or else they can't draw down the grants. But they're up against, and Bord Planola saying, and I came across this in one case, you can't fence. So the farmer is caught between two levels of bureaucracy. Other countries, I gather, have said, actually, you know, we'll decide what you have to do in order to draw down your funding. So I sometimes think that there's an excessive slavishness maybe in keeping in with the EU regulatory side of things. You'd have to look at that on a case-by-case basis. Or take the issue of turf cutting. I'm from a small farming background. We have a bit of bog ourselves. We're not affected, at least not yet. But you know, that's a classic example now that we are going to face big fines if we don't enforce this. But people weren't told at the time what the implications of signing certain treaties would be. Once you give over power to the European institutions to make laws in certain areas, there are going to be consequences down the line. And I think what frustrates people very often is they only learn about the consequences when they're outside their door, you know?
Yes.
Now, maybe Pat Rabbit's line about don't you keep things simple at election time comes in there, you know?
You're paraphrasing him quite generously there. So yourself and Ming Flanagan would be in one on the, I wouldn't have put the two of you together.
I'm out to convert Ming, as you know, you'd expect.
An interesting conversation.
Yeah.
We will take a commercial break.
Chat
more
with Ronan
after this.
Moncrief on Newstalk 106 to 108. We're walking in the air. Remember when you were little and you used to feel like Christmas would never come? But every day you counted brought it closer. And every card that landed on the mat, a little closer still. Because even way back then, you knew that the moment you send a card, it's Christmas. So send your card soon and bring the big day a little closer. Happy Christmas from Unpost.
In Home Store and More, all Christmas tree lights, Christmas-themed candles, and Christmas table linen is now half price. But better hurry, because when all the half-price Christmas tree lights and all the half-price Christmas-themed candles are gone, they're gone. And as for all our half-price Christmas table linen, when it's gone, it's definitely gone. With free home delivery this Christmas, all these offers are available online at homestoreandmore.ie, as well as at any one of our 13 Home Store and More stores. Home Store and More. Believe what we say. More savings every day.
What's that? Is it an elephant tiptoeing through your cornflakes? Is it a cat crunching crisps? No, it's the sound of winter sneaking up on us. That's one stone-cold reason to change to Airtricity. Because right now, new dual-fuel customers can get Airtricity's best gas discount ever. 23% off our standard gas unit rate when you switch your gas and electricity to Airtricity. Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Switch now at airtricity.com or call 1850 40 40 80. Available for new domestic customers only. Standing charges apply. For more, see airtricity.com.
This is Fergus Finlay from Bernardo's. Help us put a smile on a child's face this Christmas. Please bring a new unwrapped toy to your nearest GLS parcel shop. They'll deliver it free of charge to Bernardo's and thousands of children we work with in Ireland. Contact GLS at gls-parcelshop.ie or free phone 1-800-283-029. Your gift will make a real difference.
At last, all the gifts and all the vouchers you need on one website, allgifts.ie. All gift vouchers, the all singing and all dancing business gift vouchers that are tax-free up to €250. Guarantee a smile for your staff and clients this Christmas. Order online today at allgifts.ie. That's allgifts.ie.
Excuse me. 53106 is our text number. That will cost you 30 cent. Or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter. Senator Ronan Mullen is still with us. Somebody on Twitter says, what are they putting in the water in Ahaskra? It's a political superpower. You, Mary Harney, Eamon Gilmore.
Yeah, three kids at one point, you know.
Yes. The kids make up a town by themselves, so to speak. As usual, Ronan was just talking about the fact that he's going to be running for the European Parliament.